This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
All we do is think about FUBAR Radio. We're on FUBAR Radio. Richard, what
are we
doing?
FUBAR Radio now?
Yeah.
I can't hear a damn... Maybe it's these headphones.
Oh, God. Just...
You sound so sexy and
talk
like
radio, mate.
There we go. That's what we like.
What about, mine's not loud enough now. If we're going to talk about technicalities of...
The magic man's just come in.
Better.
Adam,
that's better.
Our producer.
Yes.
Hello. Welcome. Yeah, we're back again.
Yeah.
I should stop saying that, really. We're here every Tuesday, same time. It's like, we're back. Like, it's a surprise.
Yeah, I know.
No. Get used to this. Because we're professionals now. We took a big break. But from now on, this is our priority in life, isn't it, Andy?
Yep. Sure is.
That's an honest man. That's an honest man over there. I've been in what am I doing here? Well, we've got lots coming up today.
Yeah,
we got, as you know, we've got news.
Yep.
Same as usual. We've got what we've been up to.
Yeah.
Same as usual.
That's not a section, I keep saying every time. Like, it's like,
well,
you're introducing a section, that's just what we've been up to.
Yeah, well,
that's like, you start introducing. Oh yeah, we're going to introduce an introduction to a section.
Stuff we've done then. Stuff we've done.
No, that's just rewording it.
Well, stuff we've done sounds a bit like the section I do, which is called thoughts we've had.
Oh, okay. You're not going to make them too similar.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just talk about what we've done rather than have it as a section.
Have as a whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, like a wide umbrella.
Yeah.
Ofness.
Okay.
Of Rich and Andy-ness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Yeah.
Fantastic. So I'm here. I've got three snacks
on the
go.
The show.
You want to do it again?
Yeah. Well, that wasn't it, though, was it? You missed half the stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry, the important bits. Oh my god. Yeah, I forgot that. I got wrapped up in my the bit which is thoughts I've had. We've got Nick Pope on.
Yeah.
A guy called Nick Pope. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're giggling like that for.
I'm just laughing because I just like you sound saying that like everyone's going to.
Who does? You saying you don't know Nick Pope? I knew Nick Pope. Anyway, we've got Nick Pope.
Well, I do. Yeah, I do.
I do, since we found him.
Since we looked him up.
Yeah. He is basically a UFO expert and conspiracy theorist expert. So he's sort of like a... What are they called when you sort of... You are a skeptic.
Yeah.
So he basically debunks people.
Oh, right.
He's got his head screwed on. So he's going to be telling us about this new... Hear this alien today that came out in the news? They've made contact with an alien?
I did, since you told me to read about it, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because it's got like sort of like an American-y sort of accent, sort of chess.
Really?
Yeah.
So what? So you need to explain what's happened, really? Because
well, I can't go to explain it at the time. I don't want to go over it now. And
okay,
then,
sure.
Basically, we've made contact with an alien, and he's going to tell us why we haven't made contact with an alien.
Okay, sure.
Okay, it's at the time when someone said we had made contact with Bigfoot, but we hadn't made contact with Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I'm going to grill about quite a few things.
That's quite weird, actually, because I'm going to talk about Bigfoot later.
Like, what, coincidentally?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe that's a conspiracy.
Well,
you're being controlled by the Illuminati, mate.
Well, no, I mean, it's not. I mean, I watched Bigfoot and Henderson. Bigfoot and Henderson. So.
Yeah, but why did you watch it? That's exactly mind control.
Who's doing that?
The people on the telly that you watch.
Pope.
The Pope's doing
it. He's debunking it, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, Nick Pope's debunking it. Sorry, yeah, yeah. Nick Pope's a good guy. The Pope is the you know... The
why? Why is he evil now?
Who? The Pope.
The Pope's evil.
I thought they weren't they?
I thought this one's all right.
And he's better, but I think he's still got a few
issues.
He's
still evil.
Yeah,
he's still pure evil.
Yeah, it's like Nasty Nick from... Right. He comes back and he's a bit nicer to his mum, but on EastEnders.
Yeah.
But he's still a bit evil.
Right.
Or they get someone else to play Nasty Nick. Imagine that. But he'd still be... He has to step into the role of Nasty Nick. He has to step into the role of Pope. So I'm assuming when you step into the role of Pope, you've got a few evil things you have to think.
Yeah,
you
like, just got to like...
You can't come in and go, change the Pope's character. Do you know what I mean? If you play... Who, like, say, what was it, Ricoletti? Who was it on Neighbours when they suddenly changed a character?
Hmm?
And Neighbours when suddenly, like, the person who played the character
changed. Yeah, like Bouncer was different next day.
Yeah, and like, but Bouncer had to sort of, he was an actor, so he had to, like, pretend to take the characteristics from the old Bouncer.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the rules still apply. So the new Pope can't come in and go, right.
He's got to woof the same and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's why this Pope has to woof the same as the last one.
Right, okay,
so
makes sense.
He's still got, you know, he's got to hate all the, no, it's the Pope did hate all the gays and everything and hate all that.
No, he likes the gays now, that's the thing.
Does he?
Yes, he's very liberal and stuff. That's
well,
the
this
whole
is
point.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's really a liberal Pope. He seems nice.
Liberal Pope. The Liberal Popes. Whoa. New band.
Right, can we just get on with this now? Because we're just talking shit.
Okay. So, I mean, it was Abby P. I'm quite enjoying it.
So, okay, look. So on the rest of the show, we've got John Welby's coming back.
Oh.
He's watched... he's got a film review. He watched the film Burnt with Bradley Cooper.
What is that?
It's about a chef. It's meant to be a really, really bad film. He loves it.
Burnt?
He told me it's a brilliant film and he suggested we watch it. So.
Oh, is that the Sienna Miller one?
I'm not sure, actually. I know Bradley Cooper's in it.
Oh. Well, it's an all-star cast. And
yep.
It's a fantastic title. And it's about a chef. And
yeah.
If there's one thing I like, it's food.
That's great,
as you can tell by the three savoury snacks I've got in front of me.
Wasabi peas.
Wasabi peas.
Snacker Jacks. And
check the front, mate.
What is it? Hair popped corn?
No, not hair popped.
Air popped corn.
Air popped corn, but check out the price.
15p.
15p.
That's why you like it.
Yep.
As long as it's cheap.
It's gone off, to be honest, but 15p M&S. So if I cover that up, look, cover the reduced packet. Looks like, who's this guy? Goes to M&S. Drop it a bit. Oof, oh, God.
15p.
Oh,
yeah.
15p.
Sort of like a posh scrubber.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an upmarket scumbag.
Yeah, you are. Right. And the rest of the show, we've got.
Go on. Look for the notes.
Kirsty on. Okay, none of it makes any sense.
Right, give it in. You can't read the thing. Where's your notes? Do you have any notes?
You don't want to do the news, but you're not doing what's on the show. So I'm trying to do it.
Right. Well, normally this is the way I thought. Maybe I'm being mad. The way I thought, we came in, I explain what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, sort of.
But you haven't done that.
And then we go on to what we've been up to.
Yeah, I know, but you haven't done what's on the show yet. You start talking about M&S and like wasabi peas.
But what else have we got? That's all I've got down.
What? So we need to go. That's all we've got on the show. Look forward to the rest of the show.
Fine. Right, ready?
Right.
Ready, listeners? That's all we've got on the show. Look forward to the rest of the show.
Great.
Great. Can we have a little sting?
Yeah, we can have a little song.
Oh.
Fine Young Cannibals with Drive Me Crazy. That's the first record I ever bought.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you bought like Brother Beyond or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was straight after.
No, maybe Sam looked at them under your bed once and just like
laughed. There's some terrible stuff on there.
What else was under there?
It was Jason Donovan, Two Hearts. What's it? Two hearts in this world, there's too many dreams can be broken into.
Yeah.
Then there was I think there was some sort of like, I can't remember, I think it was like Harry Enfield, Loads of Money.
Loads of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that there?
Yeah, I think
was
so.
Was that a song?
Or maybe not, I can't remember. I had Nina Cherry, Buffalo Stance.
Good, that's great.
Yeah, I had, I can't remember now. I think I had Bros.
There was quite a lot of Bros, obviously, yeah, of course, yeah.
I think Bros must, maybe it's Bros. I had Two Little Boys by Ralph Harris.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Well, an R.I.P., but you know.
Yeah, it's not dead.
Career R.I.P., whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Reputation,
yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, and that was a good time. So, what are we going to talk about now? Little insight into man. Hey, do you know what I realised, actually?
What?
Sorry, my mind just pinged about. I suddenly had a. It's quite good, because it's coming in now, naturally. Just a little thought I've had. You know, same era as what the song you said. Do you remember a show called Maxie's World?
I remember this
Maxie, a girl on the go. Maxie, her own TV show. Good times are happening in Maxie's world.
I remember Maxie's world. Yeah, but yeah. I can't remember.
Weird.
What it's about.
Kirsty, remember the end bit? It's much like sexy woman called Maxie who lives in a place called Surfside in LA. She was like a model, and she was at high school in Beverly Hills or something, and she was really popular, and she's also a news presenter on the nighttime trying to bust baddies, but in the day she surfed. She had a boyfriend called Rob, and she was basically perfect, but she got an eating disorder in one episode, and also Rob got stressed out with his exams and took on too much football, and he got run down, and I remember that episode as well.
So what, I mean, what was it, a cartoon or was
it a cartoon? Yeah, action? Yeah. Check it, try and get Adam to Google it. It was called Maxie's World. She was like a, it's really bad for kids. It's basically Barbie.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying, because I remember thinking, ooh, hello.
What?
It's like 7 a.m. but I'm already getting a bit, ooh.
I don't remember. I remember Maxie's World at the end, but I don't remember the rest of it.
Maxie's World.
That was our nostalgia section.
Nostalgia, yeah, that's coming up. Every week can be a new thing, can't we? We just think about stuff that happened. It didn't have to be ages
specifically
ago.
Specifically to us.
Yeah, that no one
in
gets.
In the 80s, no one gives a
well,
shit
no,
about.
Well, no, it was pretty huge. It was made by Dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the producers. Dick! And not Klasky Gesupo. Who are the other people?
Yeah, there's them as well. And there's
Simon.
What's that one where like?
Oh.
What's the one where like? It's like End of Murder, She Wrote, and that's like someone's furiously typing at a typewriter. They pull out the piece of paper and it goes, and it turns into the logo.
What was that?
Yeah.
Please send that in if you get it, because we can't be asked to look.
If anyone knows what it is, we both of us can't be bothered.
Was it at the end of Murder, She Wrote?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Or was it just the end of the actual?
No, it's a production company, because I thought, is that Jessica Fletcher again? But it's not. It's a bloke.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And I think another good one, which makes you feel excited when you think about it.
What?
Haim Saban.
What's that?
Haim Saban. It was like H-A-I-M-S-A-B-A-N. I think it did Ninja Turtles. Haim Saban.
And I thought that's... Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, it was quite a cool thing. Google that, please, as well, Adam.
Yeah, yeah.
Haim Saban.
This is really not interesting to anybody who...
Oh, fine. Well, do you know what is interesting?
Go on.
What we've been up to.
What you've been up to,
well,
Richard.
Well, specifically me. Now, as we all know, I said I got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I've been bragging about this.
He's been bragging about it every single week.
Bragging,
since
also,
he's got one.
Yeah, I know. It's just because I think it's just a bit of a new thing to me. You know, sort of caring about someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not used to it.
How much are you caring about this other person?
You'll find out when I tell you what I did for the day. So it was date night. You know, my treat.
Right.
So I treated her to as any, you know, good lover would a all expenses paid / blagged day out to a retail estate, not retail estate, an industrial estate in Acton, where we went free running.
What? Free running?
Free jumping, yeah.
Free jumping, what's that?
Basically, you know free jumpers where they sort of like, they're like monkeys and they run around the streets and they
we went
and did that. To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.